Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today, Dean Jeffrey Cass, is the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Glad to have you with us. An update on some things that have been going on in your college over the last semester, specifically this past week. A nice bit of money from Angus Chemical.
Yes, I really would like to give a shout out to Angus. They've been very, very helpful in helping us with chemistry and chemistry education. Chemistry doesn't always get the extra public support that it needs and deserves. And it may not be as sexy as some other discipline. So we're always glad to get a little extra help. And Angus has been helping us with our needs as far as trying to attract students into chemistry. So they've helped us with Browse on the Bayou to help get more majors and minors into the program. And they've given money for that particular purpose. And then this last time, they've also given us some money for new Browse materials for our students, but then also some public education money so that we can go out to the schools, junior high, high school, trying to make chemistry fun. And I think that our faculty are very much involved and engaged in that endeavor because they recognize that the future majors are in junior high and high right now, and they need to be engaged in chemistry and not think of it as something dry and abstract and dull, but something fun and interesting and something that is worthy of their attention.
So it's an investment in the students of the university, but also an investment in future potential employees.
Yes, I think so, exactly. And in fact, we've been talking stages of perhaps taking groups of students out to Angus so they can see chemistry in action, or what I would call chemistry in action. So it's not something just that in the, you know, in a beaker, it's not just something in a lab, it's not some abstract formula, but actually they can see what it does, how it works in a business setting, and that they can understand that there is employment attached to chemistry. And I think that that would be kind of a nice thing for our students. I also think that it's important for another partnership with the community business, and then for the community to understand that the university is once again with one of its majors, one of its programs, reaching out and attempting to get more students at younger levels interested in college and interested in moving into college readiness.
Well, speaking of public education and dealing with chemistry there, another project of the College of Arts and Sciences is the Natural History Museum. Probably doesn't get quite as much press or as much attention as it really deserves up on the third floor of what used to be the ULM Library in Sandal Hall.
That's right. And frankly, it's one of the best kept secrets on campus. It's amazing how many people we bring to campus and we say, you know, do you know we have a museum? And everyone says, no. And it's like, you take them up there and it's like, oh my goodness, you have so much stuff. And we do. The faculty, on very minimal amounts of money, a minimal small budget, has produced an amazing space, some of it interactive for the kids. There are aquarial arrangements. There are fossils. We have one of the largest collection of fishes and mammals and plants available. Many books have been produced on our materials. It's an amazing collection, and it was very nice of, again, Angus to give us a donation for the museum. Specifically, they're going to do a mammoth skull, and we already have a T-Rex skull, and the kids just love looking at this stuff. I mean, it's really exciting, you know, to see all of the history, sort of paleontological history, come alive. And I think that this is one area that I'd like to see expanded. Perhaps we could find a donor or someone interested in the community or region who would be willing to fund a museum and exploratorium space, which would be very useful to the community and very useful to schools. And in fact, many school children come all the time to the museum for tours. People like Dennis Bell, Gary Stringer, and others in the museum associate staff have been just phenomenal in bringing those kids in to see all those materials, explaining the materials. And frankly, it really is an amazing space in Northeast Louisiana, and I think I'd like to see more people take advantage of it.
And certainly a great resource for other educators at the primary and secondary level.
Yes, and in fact, teachers call us all the time. We have kids. We had 65 students here today looking at that space, and we feel that that's a space, and the materials within the space are really an amazing site for Louisianans in general, but specifically Monrovians.
In the theme of things that the university brings to the community, also recently a number of different lecture series going on campus.
Yes. The College of Arts and Sciences has been attempting to sponsor some new events, bringing new ideas and new lectures into the community. And in biology, we had Dr. Daniel Blumstein from UCLA come and talk about fear and its connection to animal behavior, which was – he's a fascinating guy. He even is writing a cookbook. You know, it's just one of these polymathic minds, very funny. And I think that the biologists were just entranced with his abilities. And we would like to fund more lectures of this type for biology. We recently funded a poet to come in, Dave McCombs from University of Arkansas Fayetteville, nationally recognized poet and just a delightful person, and talking about his childhood growing up in a rural environment. And the poetry is just sensational. And indeed, our own Jack Heflin is going to be on a committee to select the Poet Laureate of Louisiana. So poetry is really very much a part of what we do at ULM English Department, and in fact, part of the very important part of the creative writing program. So we are delighted to bring in poets like McCombs to show students a living poet, you know, someone who embodies both the craft and the spirit of poetry.
Well, and certainly from a student's perspective, that realization that, yeah, that poets are people who are living and working now rather than someone who lived years ago or hundreds of years ago.
Exactly. The students have a sense sometimes that poetry is in the Norton anthology of English literature and, you know, that everyone's dead. And no, they're very much alive. And in fact, that's really the point. The poetry is a very living, breathing kind of entity. And without their participation, without community participation, it doesn't really serve the purpose that it for which it's intended.
Also coming up, another slate of lectures with the Traveling Scholar Series coming up this spring.
That's correct. And it's part of our attempt to bring more forensics and debate and interest into the College of Arts and Sciences and to the Department of Communications. And Turner Steckelein and Leslie Pace have done a wonderful job bringing in traveling scholars. This new one will be Professor Boren. And Boren is a musician. I think he's a guitarist. And he does a lot with music and communication. He's doing stuff with Daniel Sumner, who's our guitarist over music. He's helping Cliff Tresner do an art exhibit installation. He's doing all kinds of stuff with many people across campus. It's amazing how many things he's going to be doing when he comes. And he's part of the Traveling Scholars series. And it's nice to see an interdepartmental initiative that allows different fields to come together and use each other's expertise. So we're really excited about the Traveling Scholars series, about bringing poets, new science lecturers in, because we feel that that's part of the intellectual life of the university and of the community.
And also just recently announced would be the online history degrees, both of those in the works right now.
Yes. We are very proud to say that we're very soon going to have online history as a graduate degree, a master's in history, and we have it the online bachelor's. And what's really cool about this is that we feel there are many in the community. You know, you may be in mid-career, you may be sitting at home wanting a degree, you know, you've got a job, but you don't think you can do it. And, you know, history is such a fascinating field, and there are probably many people in the community who are interested in history, and here's your chance to do it from home, to get the benefit of the expertise of so many of our professors who are very, very knowledgeable in American and world history. And we feel that it's a real winner. And I think that a lot of people in the community and in the region and perhaps nationally will be very interested in the online degree. My understanding is that it's one of the only online, would be one of the only online history degrees in Louisiana. So I think that it'll be a very popular degree and may draw some students from South Louisiana as well, which we feel is good because we feel that ULM is a place that not just regional, but we want to reach out across the state.
And certainly the online programs in general are something that's growing throughout the university and being able to reach out to a much greater audience.
Absolutely. And in fact, we are working to put French online. That may happen very soon. Unfortunately, French has been closing across the state in various places like Southeastern, Centenary. And we feel my personal vision for French, particularly in a state like Louisiana, is to create a space for French so that it can grow and prosper because it's such an important part of the cultural history of Louisiana. And I'd like to see an online institute of French. Obviously, we don't have the money for it to create like a big, you know, a big space or a building, but we could create an online institute where scholars and students could interact. And I'd love to for us to get that program. That I feel we should go for a grant in order to create an online institute where scholars could interact, where we could produce a journal, where we could produce lots of stuff. And I think that that's one thing that we could do in French. We have a new faculty member in gerontology. Gerontology has got some amazing people, and our new person does a lot of research in the rural poor and women's health. And these are two very important areas which tie into pharmacy and the health sciences. It ties into all the sociological aspects of this area and region. And we feel gerontology is really set online for many people who are already in mid-career or need a master's degree to move up in their chosen field. So we have a lot of opportunities in arts and sciences online, and we're very, very excited about them.
Also, turning toward visual and performing arts, a lot of things going on over the course of the next few months there, including some new equipment in the art department.
Yes. One of the things that we're very excited about, and I really like to give public thanks to the provost, who's been very supportive of this, is our brand new kiln for ceramics. You may not think it's an exciting thing to get a new piece of equipment, but our old kiln is about 30-some-odd years old, on its last kiln legs, as it were. And so the provost allowed us to get a new kiln to do ceramics, and it's really an important part of our art program and one of the most public parts because a lot of people come in from the community. In fact, one of our best ceramicists is nationally recognized, she's an older student. And we feel that the kiln will provide a real interesting way for them to do more art, more ceramics. And we're very, very excited to have this piece of equipment in the art department. And we feel that's going to really add something to our program and produce some wonderful artifacts for the community. We have shows every semester with student art, and we feel that, you know, that'll be a very important thing for the community to know about.
Also, after your performance in Cabaret over the fall, some other things going on in performing arts, too.
Yes, we've finished Cabaret, and I was just delighted to do that. This semester, Kyle Zimmerman's going to be doing Extremities, which is a very timely play about a rape and its consequences. And we feel that it'll be a very interesting play for the community to engage in a very contested kind of topic. We also feel that there will be some other opportunities for children's theater. There's a children's theater course being offered, and children's theater is one of the most difficult things to do. My father did children's theater, and he said, if you can convince a child of a play, you're doing well, then you've done a good job because it's very hard to keep their attention. So we're interested in doing our children's theater for the community as well.
Dr. Jeffrey Cass is the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Also, this reminder that ULM's Kelsey Crane, Miss Louisiana 2010, competes this week for the crown of Miss America. You can see her in the 2011 Miss America pageant tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on ABC. Comments or questions about the ULM Forum can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to the ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.